Welcome to DM a Dentist, your friendly neighborhood podcast, where Dr. Rusty and Dr. Mike are here to make dental care approachable for everyone. Because everyone deserves a healthy smile without the fear.
Alrighty, so I have Bonnie with us today. Say hello, Bonnie.
Well, hello, everyone.
This is Bonnie. She's been working in dental for how long now?
About 10 years now.
Which
I started
wild.
In the back.
Started in the back?
I did.
We talked about that last week.
Yeah.
So what is back?
Back office is being a dental assistant, being a hygienist, being a dentist. So front office does everything up front. So we push the paper and do all of the insurance and scheduling, and back does everything else for us.
So yeah, like clinical versus business team.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
So yeah, Bonnie's been doing this for a while. So we had her on the show. I know we talked about last week, what are the different roles in the dental office? And this week we decided, why not talk to someone who does it for a living?
I do it for a living. I am technically a finance coordinator, which is a fancy way of saying I tell you how much everything's gonna cost.
So you would say you are well-versed in the insurances, eh?
I have so much knowledge of insurance that sometimes it hurts. There are thousands of different plans out there, and our goal is always to know as much as we possibly can in order for our patients to get the most out of their benefits.
And it's hard because it's always, you were saying earlier, it's always a moving scale, right?
Yes. Sometimes it does feel like we're on a little bit of quicksand.
We can't
say anything is an absolute, and it changes every January. So every January we have a big push to rediscover every dental plan that we have coming into our offices.
That's wild. So they change a lot.
They change quite a bit, actually, and I will call it frustrating, but it's also, you know, that is just how our country is ran with dental insurance currently.
And the bad thing is I will do things in the back and like treatment plan all these things and get all excited. And then I'm like, oh, it's probably covered. Who knows?
And it's not.
So I'm the one that gets Bonnie in trouble. But
he does quite a bit.
Hey, we're very good friends, so I'm allowed to do that.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, Bonnie, let's dive in. So the one thing that gets me into hot water as the dentist is I don't know much about dental insurance. That's why Bonnie's here.
Yep.
And I think it's good I don't. Like, I'm here to give the clinical side of things, not necessarily be dictated by corporate America.
Thank you. Yep. And I do. I do actually prefer it that way. When I am looking for an office to work at, while it's nice for the doctor to acknowledge costs of things, I think their job is to plan the best smile for you and whatever that looks like. And we can always come up with alternatives. But the dentist should not be even considering cost because it changes how they do things. And we want what's best for each person that comes into our offices.
Right. We want what's best for you. So we're not going to be driven by insurance.
Exactly.
But we want you to maximize your benefits. So that's why we're having this talk today.
Yep.
So I wanted to start because when I had dental insurance a long time ago, I assumed it was like medical insurance.
Uh-huh.
Which seems to be a common theme.
Yes, it is.
So can you touch on that a little bit? Like what is the difference?
So
that's a very loaded question. But go on.
First and foremost, usually your medical has a deductible that you have to reach before they will cover anything. And you will see costs from $500 to $7,000, just depending on your plan. And dental insurance is not even the reverse of that, but it is its own separate entity. Most plans cover anywhere between $1,000 to like $3,500 for your annual maximum, and your deductible tends to be $50 to $100. And so your dental insurance will only cover up to whatever your annual maximum is, with, of course, a bunch of caveats.
Asterisk, asterisk, asterisk.
Yes.
Asterisk. So you're saying if my dental insurance plan says $1,500, they're not going to pay 100% after I pay $1,500?
No. They will pay $1,500 towards whatever you're doing, depending on what you're doing and what percentage they cover each procedure at.
Okay. So it's essentially, they're basically telling me that is all we'll pay.
Yes. For the year.
No matter if I need more.
Yes. And if you need more, your insurance won't cover more just because you need more.
And then, okay. Good to know.
Yes.
So then, okay. So that's the major difference between medical and dental.
Yes.
So then in terms of annual maximums, what's like an example? Like I know that probably varies a lot, right?
Yeah. Our most common is anywhere between $1,500 and $3,500, especially here in the Portland area. And I will say, though, that those numbers have not changed since about the 1980s. And so a lot of people are finding dental to be more and more expensive out of pocket. And it is because those annual maximums have not gone up with the times, whether it be inflation or just the fact that it's been 30 plus years that they have not increased.
So, yeah, everything is pretty much costing two, three yes. times. And it's not just your supermarket.
No.
Everything we, our supplies, our staff yeah. costs, it's all gone up.
Gloves, masks, especially post-pandemic, we have seen, oh gosh, I don't even know what the latest percentage is, but at a certain time, I know it was almost 100% more just for gloves and masks in order for us to have them. Because, you know, as we work with people, we do have to change those out. And because there was such a huge shift in how we needed to make things, they shifted a lot of materials to masks specifically, and hospitals, of course, got it first. But the prices increased, and of course, just like your groceries have gone up, those prices have decreased a little bit, but they are going to remain that higher price forever now.
That's what upsets me. I remember yeah. Bonnie Ann had this discussion, and it was like, the cost of chicken has gone up, and it just doesn't go back down.
No.
And no. that sucks.
Yeah. Shop locally, if possible.
Shop local.
No. Go get your chicken butchered at the farm and then buy it that way if you're able to.
There you go. So, okay. So then with dental insurance, we have annual maximums that they'll yes. pay. So how do they determine what they'll pay? Is it broken down into anything?
Yes, we end up having categories. So your insurance is three major categories: preventative, basic, and major. Preventative will be your exams, your x-rays, your simple cleanings. Major would be like crowns and bridges, implants, dentures, things like that. And then basic would be just fillings. And usually it is basic is covered at 80, major is covered at 50, and then preventative is supposed to be covered at 100%. But as we see quite often, those fees don't match how much we charge. And so it's more like about 90%, depending, again, on your coverage, because it's really hard to talk about insurance because there are thousands of plans and they all handle them slightly differently.
And they're all different, which is wild.
Yes.
It does upset me that I found out, well, I found this out from Bonnie recently, that if it says it's 100% covered, it doesn't mean it's 100%
covered. No, it doesn't.
That is insane to me.
It is probably one of the harder things to talk to about with people, especially, you know, we always encourage people to log on, find out their benefits, read every little piece of paper about it so you understand your plan. Because again, any office, especially like the office that I work at, we are a small office. There's no way for me to know thousands and thousands of plans. And they will do certain caps, even though they quote unquote cover it to 100%. We see that very, very frequently, especially like with something like a night guard. Night guards are expensive for the labs to make. It's not cheap.
It's not free.
And it's not free. And insurance usually only covers, again, quote unquote, 100% up to, let's say, $150.
And so if the night guard is $400,
it's $400.
I tell the patient it's yes. 100% covered because I like then, look quickly.
I'm but like, no.
It's 100% covered up to $150. Yes. That's
it's
shady.
Yeah, I'm like, if I had a nickel for every time that I just was flabbergasted by insurance and how they word things, I would have a bunch of Nichols. So
it's hard to understand. So
it is so hard to understand. So
Bonnie gets a breakdown of your insurance. Like, she has to find it. It's not like she just knows it.
I do.
Gets it all detailed, right? So do patients have access to this? Like, can they look this up?
And again, I really recommend that everyone looks up their own insurance benefits. Usually you do have to create a login, but you should be able to see everything that I see and probably actually a little bit more.
It's probably easier to get a hold of somebody.
Yes. And especially right now, post-pandemic, it is near impossible to get a hold of people at insurance companies. We have seen a huge, huge increase of just they hang up on you. You'll be on. Yeah. Or it's, you know, and AI can't answer it. And so they just hang up on you.
I had that with Comcast.
Yeah.
The other day I call Comcast all the time. My internet does not work.
Yeah.
And it was an AI bot. And then the bot was like, until you've tried the steps that I've said.
Yeah.
I'm going to end this call. And it ended the call.
Yeah. And they just hang up on
you. And then you call, it says call back if you need help.
And you're like, but I still need help.
I would like a person. And they're like, you don't get a person until you do this.
No.
And you're like,
no. Yeah. It's been very interesting to see the shift after, you know, post pandemic, but it's also the life that we live now. And there's a few things that I think is really important to know, especially because most people, when you have whatever career that you have and you have benefits a part of it, dental does tend to change every January. Your company tends to decide where you go. And unfortunately with that, there's a few things that end up coming up. And probably the biggest thing that we see are like missing tooth clauses.
Oh yeah. Define that. Let's go into that. Yeah. That's important.
So a missing tooth clause is if you are already missing that tooth and you start this new dental plan, they will not cover anything to go quote unquote on top of it. So they won't cover, it's called a pontic. If you get a bridge and it's that middle part that takes over the spot, where your missing tooth was, they don't cover
like
that.
At all.
They don't cover implants. They don't cover implant crowns.
So even if it's a covered benefit?
Partials that you want to have again, it's called a pontic, but the fake tooth on a flipper, they will not cover it because it's part of their missing tooth clause, which again, like we're always talking about the asterisks of every plan, that it is very important to understand what those are. In order to maximize your benefits.
Pre-existing condition?
Yes, kind of, yes.
So they even if I have a benefit plan that covers implants, like all these things, if this missing tooth clause is part of that, I will not get replacement.
Zero coverage on it.
Is there a timeline?
It's just until you no longer have that plan that has that missing tooth clause.
That's insane.
It is very frustrating.
What if you were born without the tooth?
You know, it's still the same. I think that you can appeal it if you have something that is
like a genetic defect of some sort.
Missing. I have seen success with that. That tends to be with children though. So we're talking about under 18 that they would cover something like that. But you do have to prove it, right? And so a lot of times, you know, you move or whatever happens or your old dentist is no longer around and you know you had x-rays taken when you were 8 and now you're 17 and your bone's ready for an implant but you can't prove that you've always had this missing, and if your plan has a missing tooth clause they will deny it.
That is wild.
Yes. And what is also really hard with dental is we don't have a central database where like everyone's records are. So like when you go to Kaiser or Peace Health or Legacy, and if you've seen other specialists, they all have your records. Like they can look at your medical chart and read anything that they need to about you, right? We do not have that in dental. And so if it's lost, it's lost. And some older dentists will keep those records. Yeah. But you are only required to keep them for 7 years. So anything past 7 years, you're pushing a boulder up a hill.
I mean, especially if people were in paper charts.
Yes.
Like, how are you going to find that?
Yeah. And so, again, children tend to be a little bit more lenient, but anything proving as an adult is very, very hard. Huh. If you have that type of clause on your plan, which we see more and more, missing tooth clauses.
That's wild.
So, waiting periods, age limits, sky's the limit on what all these little things are.
So if I see in a plan that I'm like, oh, so-and-so has 100% coverage, I need to check for these little caveats.
Yes.
So what if I...
They're buried so deep. Like
through paper. I mean, you should see these PDFs. It is so confusing.
Yeah.
Control find doesn't even do it. So if I am starting a new job and I want to get dental insurance, I should kind of weigh these options then. Like if I think I need a lot of work done or something,
yes,
I should make sure my plan has certain coverages. Is that something I can see, that is what you're saying?
Yeah. And you should, as much as you can, get as much information as you can for each. Like if there's different tiers that you can choose from and understanding which each tier has, because again, sometimes the higher tiers will have more clauses set to them, and not always. Again, it's really hard to say anything, you know, definitively, but that's been probably, you know, people think they're choosing a really great plan, but they're actually not, because it has something like that.
So check the coverage, then check the clauses.
Yes, absolutely.
And double check it.
And I always tell anyone that I've ever talked to on the phone, any questions you have, to call me back, and I will, as much as I can, help them. Even if, like, I know that they're not going to be a patient here or they're moving, because I know that it is near impossible sometimes to find these answers or to understand what it means or to find someone to explain it to you.
Right.
And so really good offices have front people that are always willing to do that for you, because we do understand out of the thousands of plans.
And also,
it's
some people
hard
don't
have
know
an answer.
Questions to ask.
Yeah.
I would not. So if I called and I'm like, hey, do I have coverage for this? And Delta's like, you have coverage for that. I don't know to ask if I have a missing tooth clause.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah,
that's,
I know,
that's insane.
It's rough too. It's been a very weird journey of understanding dental insurance, because you can't keep anything straight. What I know this year will be different than what I know next year, because most insurance plans will change. And I will say that none of them have changed for the better. Yeah. I have not seen them get better. I have seen them actually decrease what they cover. One of our major things that we've seen happen is annual limits used to not include any preventative. So your cleanings, x-rays, exams with your doctor were not a part of that. And now we are seeing that it is a part of that. So anytime you go to the dentist for your cleaning, your x-rays, and your exam, which should be, you know, twice a year for at least your cleanings, sometimes up to four, those are now being taken out of your annual limit. So you no longer, if you crack a tooth because you eat almonds or, you know, whatever happens, you're hiking, you're biking, you're rock climbing, all the things that people
here wonder where she lives
in the Pacific Northwest do, you end up burning through so much of your benefits just through doing your preventative, which is what you're supposed to do, you know, just like you're supposed to go to the doctor and get certain things done at certain timelines. Dentistry, you are supposed to get your teeth cleaned every 6 months and see your doctor a minimum of once a year and have your x-rays every year.
That's how we catch things early.
Yeah.
I was telling someone the other day, like, I appreciate yearly x-rays. One, because now dental x-rays, the dose is so low. Like, radiation is almost negligible.
Right.
But also, if we catch something early.
Like a banana.
Yeah, it's like eating a banana, which is wild. But it's like the most predictable treatment we can give you is when it's caught early.
Yes, absolutely.
It's just like anything in medicine.
Yeah.
If we see a small cavity on the x-ray, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Because then we've caught it, it's more predictable. But if we wait and wait and wait, God knows what it's going to be.
Yeah. And, you know, again, having been in dentistry for about 10 years now, it never ceases to amaze me how much we end up see, you know, we have so many people that for whatever reasons they weren't able to go to the dentist for even like 3 years, and how much things can grow. And I mean, dealing with I guess disappointment maybe even in themselves of like, I let this go for so long and now it's, I mean, it it's a higher cost every single time.
Yep. The more work that has to be done, the more it costs.
And
which is,
you know,
to say for any profession.
Right. And decay does its thing. It doesn't parties. Care.
It does. It parties and it gets bigger.
It does party in your mouth. Absolutely.
Well, Bonnie, this has been lovely.
Yeah.
Any more final words that
people
need? I almost need to probably make a part two because there's a lot we have not covered, but.
It is really hard because, again, it does always change, but just being aware of what your benefits are, what your limits are, and what you can actually expect your insurance to cover is very, I think it just everyone needs to know exactly what it is. And then I do think that will actually help lead some change if people start actually not fighting back, but speaking up about dental
coverage
here in the United States.
Yeah, because we abysmal. Often get blamed.
Yes.
Even though it's not us that's doing the dictating in terms of coverage. Yeah. But it's important that people like you that have dental insurance complain like, hey, this should be covered, or why is this denied, or things like that. So I think that maybe there needs to be more involvement in patients with their dental insurance.
Absolutely. And again, most of the time it's just, you know, most of the time it's an app on your phone, if we're being real. But, you know, getting that breakdown from your employer and getting that breakdown from your actual insurance company. And again, any questions that you have, I'm not the only one that is willing to answer any questions. Most people I know that work up front, especially as financial or treatment coordinators, we will always be willing to talk to people to make sure that they're maximizing everything that they can do.
And they know it all.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
Everything. Well, Bonnie, this has been great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course.
Good.
She'll be back. Don't worry.
Always.
All right, everybody. Have a good night. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of DM a Dentist, brought to you by Dose of Dental. And thank you for your interest in improving your oral health. If you'd like your questions answered by Dr. Rusty and Dr. Mike, visit us at doseofdental.com or DM us on Instagram at @yourdailydoseofdental.